Hello. You sound like a little yawning ghost.
I did.
A little boo.
You know.
Moment.
I thought I could get into this episode without yawning. Yeah. I was like, we're just going to roll. And then I started yawning.
It's every single time we go to do our little 3-2-1 moment that you just yawn.
Yeah.
You let it out and then I have to yawn. And now I'm feeling the yawn, but I'm going to reject it because I'm strong like that.
You guys, all our listeners are getting a behind the scenes right now in this very moment that yawn beforehand.
Yeah.
It's very obnoxiously, it's a nice little thing. Too.
Yeah. Even worse than what Logan just did.
Yeah.
Usually. Yeah. But yeah. You got it now.
You think I'm obnoxious on the podcast? Oh, honey.
Behind the scenes, it's so much worse.
Behind the scenes, it's worse.
It's way worse.
Yeah.
But now you're stuck here. Yeah. Thanks.
Logan LeMaster.
Tiffany Walker / Volk.
Welcome to the Mystery Files.
Yay.
We're back.
We're ready to party.
For episode 15 of season 7.
Hey, heck yeah.
We're getting close to the end of the season.
Is this what we call the penultimate? Is that next week?
No, that's the penultimate.
Penultimate. I always use that phrase
second wrong, to last.
So. Second to last.
Yeah. Second to last.
And then we'll be beginning the summer tapes.
Yeah.
Yeehaw. So,
for everyone who doesn't know, the summer tapes is basically, it's the same exact show.
Yeah.
But it's summer themed.
It's in the summertime.
And we try to do summer cases, yeah. Or at least try. I think we did last year. We stayed pretty on par.
I think so. And if we don't, it's just, we give radiating warmth vibes.
Yes, we do.
We try. It's the little things.
No, exactly.
But also, all the cases are basically in the summer because we're presenting them in the summer.
Exactly. So it's the summer tapes. It's a fun little time.
Exactly.
So we can't wait to show that marketing plan with you guys.
Heck yeah, we're excited.
So if you want to see any of that, you can check us out on the Mystery Files podcast on TikTok.
On the Instagram.
At what?
At the Mystery Files _.
_.
_.
Did you see there's a TikTok page called Mr. Files?
No.
There's a TikTok page called Mr. Files. And I was like, that's a clever way to try to take our day.
I thought it was like, do you know how on the Mystery Incorporated, there's Mr. E,
yeah.
Mr. E's the guy. Mm-hmm. So there could be someone impersonating us calling themselves Mr. E. Files.
Oh, that should be like our pen name.
Aww.
When we send
ransom
letters to people.
Oh, now they're going to know who it is.
Yeah.
Forget all of this now.
Forget all of this.
Forget all of this now. You don't know who the Mystery E-Files is. But yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you actually know how to read.
Pardon you? What? What?
I think today's episode of the Mystery Files is going to be, I think you don't actually know how to read. Like, you say you read a lot of books.
Yeah.
But I feel like when you're, like, doing it, especially when we live together, you're just like, mm-hmm. I'm reading a book right now. I don't think you know how to read.
What are you... What? Why?
You're like Lea Michele.
Don't you even try to put that near me. When was the last time you read a book?
Never.
What's your Goodreads look like? Your Goodreads is diddly squat.
What is a Goodreads?
Exactly.
What is
exactly.
a Goodreads?
Exactly.
A Goodreads? You Percy updated. Jackson and the Olympians.
That's all you've read.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty
go
much.
Get a, go get a library. Get a Kindle. Come on
a
now.
Kindle? I'm a Kindle? I'm poor.
Well, we got ours on sale.
You're not defending yourself, though.
Go to a library. Get a library card. It's free. Yeah. Yeah,
you're,
there's no excuse.
You're projecting. You're like, projecting back onto me and not defending yourself.
Look at my books beside me.
But do you actually read them, though? Like,
yes.
Are they decoration? I don't know.
Well, they're partially decoration, but I didn't read all of those in that pile right mm-hmm. there. The last book I read, well, I read one that was a silly little YA book called Ghosts. Very sad about the sister dying. But the last book I read before that was called Insomnia. And that was like a psychological horror vibe.
You had a horror book club and it like melted away.
Well,
what happened there?
I got bored. I don't
bored
know.
Bored or you were worried people would catch on?
No, because I literally would read the book at the beginning of the month and then I had to wait for everyone else to catch up. And then I had to talk about it a month after I read already so many books after that. And I was like, well, it's simply not worth it. If someone wants to come in person and read a book at my pace, then we'll be good.
Are they listening right now?
Yeah. Actually,
they're hearing this right now.
I deleted
they're just
that.
Like, dang.
I think I honestly deleted the Facebook page. But if you want to be in a real book club, hit me up.
Yeah. Like how you deleted your socials.
Yeah, I deleted my socials. Wink.
Wink.
But yeah, why are you saying I can't read?
I just felt like fighting.
I thought it was like a big thing that was going to turn around into like the meaning of your case.
Nope, not at all.
You just wanted to get me fired up before we start because I'm fired up.
Yeah, literally. Now every time I say something, you're just going to be like, well, actually. Actually
this. I can read. How many books have you read this year? Zero. How many have I read?
Can the Mystery Files count as reading books?
That's reading a case. I think I've read 14 books this year so far. 14 or 15 books so far this year.
15 books.
Go
That's
on
That's how many episodes of the Mystery Files we have now of this season.
Go on my Goodreads.
That's not a real thing. You're making Goodreads up.
I'm literally not. It's like...
It's all about podcasting now. No one reads.
You don't read.
A lot of people who are smart.
You know what I did read? I don't know what I did read, Logan.
What?
Last week's case. Remember what last week's case was?
It's right here.
the Flannan Lighthouse disappearances. I read all about that, and then I made a whole case about it. So...
Or did you watch a bunch of YouTube videos? Didn't you say you were inspired by someone for that one?
By Ryan and Shane.
Oh, great.
I'll say the names. I'll say it.
No, I just felt like fighting. I literally on Friday, just completely was telling Danielle, we were just sitting quietly in the house, and I went, I don't think Tiffany knows how to read. And she was like, what? And I was like defending my case of why I don't think you know how to read.
That's just rude. And I gave her a book recommendation too. She better not be on your side.
You're so cute when you read like a book. You're just like, it's a book.
How is that a bad thing?
It's not bad, but I'm just like, is this true?
I'm reading a book.
You're being cutesy right now. Are you trying to make me feel dumb?
A little bit of both. I mean, it's not my fault you can't read.
Well,
maybe you're Leah Michelle. Prove it to us.
The total and the K.
That was memorized.
It was. I mean, it's not even on the screen. I made it up. If you
improv.
But I am gonna prove that I can read with this week's case. Are you ready?
I'm literally so excited. Wait, I'll put my drink down so I can jump for you soon.
Oh yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So.
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Drum roll, please. This week on the Mystery Files, we'll be covering the case of the secrets of the Appalachian Trail.
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun.
This is perfect because I know none of the secrets of the Appalachian Trail.
None of them? Not a single one.
Is that like where the one monster is from? The one that you took? Chupacabra?
Yeah, the one guy. No.
No. Okay, then I literally know no secrets though.
No.
Oops.
So the Appalachian Trail is just basically...
Pennsylvania? Is that in Pennsylvania?
Girl, the Appalachians. The Appalachians? The mountains?
Yeah.
The mountains
that
scale? Isn't
that partially in Pennsylvania, or am I silly?
Yes.
Okay.
No, you're correct.
I was like, I'm not from Pennsylvania. I don't know.
You're correct. So I wanted to do a case on this, for a while, because I saw a YouTube video recommended to me called Who Are the Appalachians? And I was like, oh my God, this is great.
Me.
A week ago.
Yeah.
I finally watched this YouTube video that's in my watch later.
Okay.
Right? 3 months. And I was like, I'm going to bank on this now. I'm going to do it on the Mystery Files.
Yeah.
And then it had no mystery to it. It was just talking about Pennsylvanian pioneers and all this stuff. And it was very interesting, but not a mystery.
That's disappointing.
So
it's history.
Committed to finding Appalachian cases that happened through the trail. So we have a little bit of folklore. We have some maybe true crime kind of aspects to it. A lot of interesting things have happened.
Mm.
So that's basically what we're doing. We're going to do a bunch of little tiny cases with a couple bigger ones in between.
I'm excited for this. This seems something I would have pulled up on YouTube, and I would have a little background of a trail and someone walking from the background of the entire video.
Well, that's what we can do for this one.
That's
put
good
them up
vibes.
On the top.
The entire time, it's just one person walking.
Just imagine you're walking through the Appalachians right now, guys. All right, so for the intro, stretching for more than 2,200 miles and traversing 14 different states, the Appalachian Trail may be the best long-distance hiking trail in the entire world. Millions of people start the trail each year, but only a small amount of them make it until the end. The trail is indeed a challenge, since it is not an easy one. Both its distance and the fear of paranormal activity make it harder for hikers to complete. For all the enthusiasts who want to be prepared in advance, in the case they see anything unusual during their Great Smoky Mountains hike, here are some mysteries and legends of the Appalachian Trail.
Ooh, I love that intro. And I want to know if anyone's ever hiked the entire thing. Well, they say through 14 states.
Yeah, I think a couple people have, but a lot of people don't seem to succeed with it.
Why? Because they get possessed.
Yeah, I'll talk about it a little bit later, but I originally had a couple of disappearance cases on here.
Mm.
But what was weird is that when I was trying to look into more research about them, I couldn't find anything on them.
Were they covered up?
Like, there's just no record of them online. Like, I did, like, double, triple back-checking from, like, articles that I was reading, and only this one article, like, talked about it, so I didn't fully, like, trust it at the time. Yeah. But most of my sources are coming from thetravel.com, medium.com, and Coffee House Writers.
Love Coffee House Writers.
You do, actually?
I don't know what that is, but okay.
I was like, oh my god!
Oh my god, you know them? I do, too.
So first we're gonna start with the Appalachian Tunnels. Ooh. So, it has been rumored that some quite unusual creatures who have escaped from a secret underground experimental lab roam around the Appalachian Trail.
Creepy, what? Right? What a way to start off with a bang.
Yeah,
what?
Like unusual creatures that were in an underground lab just like, just hang out around the trail.
Oh my gosh. I'm thinking of like Scooby-Doo Mystery and Corp. Well, what is it? The haunted one with all the ghosts and stuff. The...
Oh my god.
Monsters.
Yeah!
Unleashed!
Monsters!
Second, Scooby-Doo.
Oh, when they're underground in the laboratory. That one.
See?
The one with the underground laboratory with the monsters.
I'm glad you're catching on to what I'm saying. I was like, the Scooby-Doo one. Perfect.
Yeah. They seem to be similar to humans, but yet they are very different from them. It's rumored that their home is mostly the secret underground tunnels along the trail.
That's so creepy.
It feels almost kind of like goblin-esque almost, that like they go and hide out there, but then they come up to like forage
for, are they like shapeshifters into humans? Is that the vibe? Because they kind of look like us, right?
Yeah, they kind of look like us but aren't us, almost like probably
like
humanoids things. Like maybe they're like genetically altered because of what was happening in that lab.
That's horrifying.
But this is what's crazy about it, is that such tunnels have indeed been found actually on the Appalachian Trail in the face of remnants of an old military base in the Blue Ridge Summit.
Ooh, that's creepy. That's really creepy. It's like, what were they doing? Like, was it people who ended up getting disfigured from experiments? Or is it something different? I don't know,
actually. Blue Ridge Summit's in Pennsylvania, by the way. It is Franklin County.
Ooh.
717 area code.
Is the tunnel still there or no?
I think it's still there, yeah. Like, these tunnels, like, exist. Like, if you Google the Appalachian Tunnels, like, a couple pictures, like, come up and stuff with it. So it was a real, like, place.
What? We can suddenly become hikers, and we should go there.
Yeah.
Become a hiker just for that.
We're in Pennsylvania. I feel like if we go north enough, like, we'll find
right something
trail.
Haunted.
Right? We'll find something, eventually. Yeah.
Good luck.
We're ready to go on a hike.
I'm not.
I want to hike with you.
Good luck. I'm not good at the directional thing.
Me either.
Or bugs.
Me either.
Outdoors.
Yeah.
I don't like
anything outdoors. That's why we're doing a podcast inside. Does it look like I want to go out there looking?
Indoors. SpongeBob.
But yeah, that's just a little snippet of that one. There's not a lot about it. Like, I tried looking. There's not a lot of, like, what's the type of monster? What do people see? But this is, like, a common... folklore thing that people talk about a lot is this base having experiments that are let on the loose that are just hanging out through the Appalachian Trail.
That sounds like such a good movie. Like, the visuals for that?
Yeah. Well, it feels kind of Stranger Things-esque,
exactly.
too. Like, how they found Elle in the woods, and then she like, I threw up.
Papa.
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 Start screaming.
Okay, so I'm going to move on to this one. This one's a little longer. Like, I was trying to thin out short, long. Give us a little bit
short,
of a pacing.
Tall. Yeah.
Short, tall. Tall, short. Tall, short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were, like, calling me tall. I'm, like, incorrect.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Tall of charisma. And...
uniqueness.
Lying. About reading books. Anyway. So this one is called the Snarly Yow.
Mm-hmm. Snarly Yow.
The Snarly Yow. I'm hoping that's how you say it. It's Y-O-W. Oh. The Snarly Yow.
Yow.
Yeah. Yow! When you step on a hot coal, you're like, yow! The Snarly Yow!
I've never heard of this. It's a creature?
Yeah, this is a cryptid. This is a cryptid, baby.
Okay, I'm buckling up.
Yeah, so... there is a legend that for hundreds of years there has been a creature looking similar to a dog, which has been scaring off both people and animals coming across his way. While the so-called Snarly Yow isn't actually doing anything, the terror of seeing him is causing incidents all around the Appalachians.
Ew. Gross.
So, Yeah, so that's
so
just,
it's not cute. Quick. It's, like, creepy dog.
Yeah, it's, like, creepy, like, dog, like, werewolf-like.
Okay.
So you might have, when you were talking about chupacabras for a second, that might be vibes. What you're thinking of. Like, snarl dogs type of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So here's a couple of instances of them. So, hikers are forced to take another more difficult route through the Appalachian Trail, usually, because the snarly yow is blocking the easier path.
Oh, man.
He is also known to cause accidents with cars. This exciting creature likes to haunt Harper Valley, West Virginia.
Ew.
It is a dog-like beast that walks on 2 feet like a human.
No. Immediately no. Ew.
Have you ever seen that meme of, like, that cat on, like, 2 legs that dances?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm imagining
the white cat?
The white cat.
Yeah.
I'm imagining that, but this dog, like,
hiking,
and you just see this dog, and he's like, ooh, yeah. He's, like, dancing
That's
around.
That's so creepy. I'm thinking of, like, is it a skinwalker?
Kinda.
Like, when creatures stand up.
Ooh,
I've seen, like, weird videos. Didn't you send me a TikTok one time of, like, one down a dark hallway, like, really far back?
Yeah.
And I was like, what the heck is that?
I love sending you creepy videos in the middle
and
of the night.
And I watched them in the middle of the night. I'm horrified. Thank you.
I've literally sent them to you in front of, like, other friends. I've been like, I'm sending this to her because I know it'll paranoia.
And then I'm like, a freaked out in the middle of the night. Thanks. True friendship.
But no, yeah, so, in the 1700s, German immigrants settled in the Potomac Valley area soon after sightings of the snarly yow started. The German settlers brought their stories of the creatures with them.
Ooh.
So this is kind of like the idea that they think, like, German immigrants brought this idea over from Germany,
mm-hmm.
but they are also saying there have been, like, sightings of it as well. So
okay.
There's not really any true knowing because there have been a few, like, cases.
Mm-hmm. Just like word of mouth. And...
Yeah.
Okay.
But then it's also like maybe like they brought it with them, like demon
oh,
style.
Oh, physically.
Yeah. Did they physically bring it with them?
Or did it attach themselves?
Like a demon.
Ew.
Which we've seen a lot in other cases where a ghost follows them around, like the Amityville stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which that comes up in this case too. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Oh,
I'm getting ahead of myself.
Gosh. Wow. Callback.
So the snarly yow got its name because of the yowl it makes through a mouth filled with teeth.
Great.
So I guess it is the yow. Yow. What is unusual about this cryptid, though, is that it isn't physical.
Okay.
Somehow it appears and disappears at will.
Great.
It sounds like a ghost or a spirit, right?
Ooh, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Except this ghost haunts multiple areas, whereas most ghosts haunt a single location.
Weird.
So there have been sightings of it in West Virginia, Maryland, and Virginia.
Good luck to my sister in Maryland. Hey!
Hey, Stephanie! Look out for the gnarly yow, baby!
Watch out, bestie! No, that's so creepy that it can, like, appear in different places at once. That's horrifying. It's, like, splitting itself dimensionally.
Yes, kind of. That's, like, literally it. Like, the idea that it's, like, on, like, a plane of existence that's, like... That
time can take place.
Right? Isn't that creepy?
Yeah,
it's like wild.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I think they're going to get into a little bit too, but like it's causing accidents too, even though it's not touching them because it'll like make itself appear on the road.
And people are like, I don't want to hit the dog.
And then it's gone.
That's just messed up. People
right?
are like, I don't want to hit the baby little dog.
Me?
Bump.
Speed bump.
I can't drive. Logan LeMaster. There's a reason neither of us have a license. And mainly you shouldn't have a license.
No, I would protect us from a cryptid. That's more of a reason why I should have a license.
What if you just... I'm going to say this with caution.
Yeah.
What if you saw an actual dog thinking it was this little snarly guy?
I don't know.
Hit it because you're like, oh, it's just the yow guy.
I would know a difference because I can tell.
What if there's a silly little dog wants to stand on its hind legs in the street and you're like, yeah, I'll get the yow.
Well, boom, boom. All dogs go to hell.
Stop that! Logan LeMaster.
I'm kidding. I don't even have a license. Everything's fine,
See?
Guys.
You don't need to worry because Logan will never get a license.
Air Buddies is my favorite movie. How can I hit a dog?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? But the snarly yow, oh, baby. It's on site. Me and him, we're beefing. What if he walks in here on both his legs?
He steps up. He looks like Scrappy-Doo. He's like, what would you talk
about? Oh my god! No, he looks like Scrappy-Doo in the first Scooby-Doo!
You, when he starts getting like bulbous.
Yes! He comes in and goes, Scrappy-Dappy-Doo!
Scrappy! Dabby.
That wasn't good.
Scrappy Dabby.
Mm. Ree.
That was getting it. You gotta like turn into him.
Ah, puppy power.
Ah, puppy power.
That was good.
Yeah, and then your chest bursts open and he's like controlling you.
I wish someone would.
Anywho.
Yeah, so so it's reported that the gnarly yowl likes mountains, mm-hmm. and there are reports from Blue Ridge, South Mountain, and the mountains of Harper's Ferry, which we'll talk about more throughout this thing, but Harper's Ferry is a location that comes up a lot in this, actually.
Okay.
So a lot of the paranormal activity seems to come from Harper's Ferry, which is kind of cool. Yeah. So it can also change its size.
Okay.
And then disappear instantly and reappear. And legend says that the beast lurks on old roads leading into town, waiting for an unexpected motorist driving home late at night. Then it leaps out in front of the poor driver.
At least we live in the city. If we live back home, we'd have all those country roads to worry about.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, deer come out there all the time. Yeah. And I'm like, absolutely.
I mean, I have seen a deer in the city. I've seen a deer, like, going to downtown.
I've seen a turkey.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Where that weird little park with the weird shaped things are. I don't know what I'm thinking of. It's the side of the road. Maybe. There's a very specific spot I always see turkey.
Yeah, there's turkey. Mm-hmm. There was a bear up where I live. Remember that?
A bear.
The Mount Washington bear.
That's concerning.
There was a grizzly bear up in Mount Washington. It was nuts. It was after we moved there. Like, just moved
there. Great. So you're like, fun neighborhood.
Yeah. That was your gift after moving out. You were like, here's a bear.
Bye. Good luck.
Bye.
Bye.
So this is like what is very interesting is that numerous reports on these roads throughout the Appalachia have eyewitness accounts and police records that they thought that they hit a beast.
Okay. So do they feel it?
Yeah.
They
feel like they hit a beast even though there was nothing there. Like police have gone there before looking for carcasses.
So do they see like an indent on their car as well? Like they see a physical impact on their car?
There's been a couple of them that's been like, there's been like a physical like dent through it.
That's really creepy.
Yeah.
The fact that it can like materialize enough to like leave the dent.
Ooh. Yeah. One of the creepiest things about some of the eyewitness reports when they've like filed it with the police is that after they stopped their car to like try to, you know, not hit it.
Yeah.
They'll look in their rear view mirror and they see it standing on its hind legs staring at
absolutely
them.
Not if I saw that I would never recover.
It's the cat again. Just like,
it's the cat. It better be the cat. I could not recover.
A social media post that with the cat.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that'd be so cute. But yeah, if I saw that I would not recover. At night when I close my eyes, it's all I'd want to see. I wouldn't want to be in a car again because I'd be scared to look through my windows.
Like, just imagine seeing a wolf, like, on its hind legs like that. I know it's not a wolf, but it's, like, dog-like. So
it's Twilight.
I'm envisioning a wolf. It's Jacob.
It's Jacob.
It's what is that man's name?
In real life?
Yeah. Taylor. Taylor Lautner.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. It took us a little bit to get there.
We got there, though.
I don't watch all the Twilights. I watch them in passing, but, like, not. I know, with Daniel being my best friend, I'm like, how do I do that?
The people hit the car.
Oh, no.
Like, hit the wolf with the car.
Mm-hmm.
And then they see it in the back mirror, and it starts walking up to them, and they go, Bella, where you been, Loco?
Stop. He actually just turns into his child self, and he's just from Shark Boy and Lava Girl. He's like, dream a dream. What is that song?
Best movie in the world. Shut your mouth.
I don't know what it is, actually.
Wait.
Dream. Okay.
Close your eyes, shut your mouth, dream a dream and let us out. Dream. Thank you.
Wow. You're welcome.
And then he like goes on and is like freaking Max out. And he's like, have some water, here's a cup. And he pours it on him. He's like, dream.
Honestly,
dream,
what if you just heard that melody and like that, it started walking towards you?
I would cry.
dream.
It's Mr. Electric.
And it's George Lopez. Dream.
He's like, they call me Mr. Electric.
Ew. I'm so mad.
He comes up to your car and is like, Linus, you get a minus.
He keys your car.
It's Lava Girl with her, like, finger. Your car.
That's so stupid. That's so stupid.
I hope Sharkboy and Lavagirl are in the Appalachians. That would be hilarious.
My true dream of a haunting is that.
That is my true dream.
The ideal experience.
Mm-hmm. So there are many stories about the Yell as well from the 1700s about run-ins with the monster. People out walking or riding horseback report when the mysterious dog-like creature appears, it follows them while they are walking and spooks the horses they ride.
No.
So sometimes it appears briefly and then disappears. Variations of the story report that scared hunters have fired at the beast, thrown rocks and sticks at it, but everything sails right through its body.
Ooh.
So if you try to shoot it, the bullet would go right through him.
Can you imagine, like, you're a hunter in the woods and it's like the morning time? You know how, like, hunters like get ready early in the morning and go out? Yeah, you see like a
wolf or something?
Yeah, you see that? No.
I would move.
Reason a billion. I don't want to be an outdoorsy gal.
Like, I know it's, like, the 17...
No.
Tiffany.
Yeah.
If we were born in the 1700s, we would be dead.
We would be dead. There's no way we're surviving that.
I need my phone.
Yeah.
I need TV. I need little Starbucks drinks.
Yeah.
I wouldn't survive.
And the thing is, I have a small statement about this, because when I was younger, I used to be obsessed with the Little House on the Prairie books. And then I was thinking about it the other day. I'm like, what could I have possibly found interesting in the Little House on the Prairie books?
There
like,
was God, no, that would suck.
Yeah, like, I'm thinking about, oh, what if I read that now? I'd honestly hate it, because what's actually happening? Nothing. I don't want to live then. I don't want to imagine it.
No, literally, like, I don't want to do any of that. Like,
yeah.
That's why when I see, like, medieval times shows, too, I'm literally like, why would
boring.
I ever? Why would I'm going to eat lamb every night for dinner and date a man who's got a long
and
beard?
And get consumption and then cough yourself to death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get syphilis and die at, like, 14?
At 14?
Absolutely not.
Wrong.
Not me.
Not for not me, bestie. Me. I'm not getting married as a child.
No.
So many different
Whack.
Things.
Whack.
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 Cancel 1700s.
Yeah. Especially with all the paranormal stuff, too, that's going on in the world, especially, like, even in the 1700s.
All the witchcraft happening back then? Hot time for
Tiffany,
it.
If we were in Salem, you'd be dead.
I'd be a witch.
You'd be a witch. And I couldn't like, save you. They would probably burn
they
me, too.
They would think Logan was, like, a warlock.
They'd be like, get the gay little one,
honestly,
too.
Honestly, they think you were a witch, too.
Yeah.
They would.
Get the gay little one, too.
Yeah.
We would get burned tied up.
Do you think they thought gay people were witches, then?
Probably, because we serve so fiercely. Ow.
Stop. Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride. They don't just slay me. They
Stop.
Slay me.
They slay me. No.
Oh, I'm burning this house down,
Stop
mama.
It. Literally.
Oh, baby.
Literally.
I'm burning this town down, girl.
It's giving arson. It's giving witch child.
I'm getting burned at the stake and a clack of face.
Stop. It's getting hot in here.
Oh, God, guys.
It's heating up.
Oh my God, it's almost as hot as me in here. Hi, David.
Hey.
And he's That's like, chaos. Kill him.
Kill the witch.
Yeah. But we would both die.
Yeah, I hate 1700s.
Yeah.
1800s, all those. All those hundreds.
I know we keep jumping period dates, but all of it, guys. If it's outside.
If nothing's happening.
2000s.
Done.
We'd be dead.
We'd be dead.
We'd be dead.
Anything before my actual birth year, dead.
Dead.
Wrong.
Gone.
Gone.
Absolutely not.
But yeah.
So the one constant theme about the snarly yowl is that it disappears in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
More modern reports are about how drivers run over a dog and get out of a car to check the damage and look for the animal. Except usually there is no damage and there is nobody.
Ooh.
However, even scarier, the dog-like creature appears near them and sometimes snarls at them.
Ew. I'd be so scared.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. It also seems to like sites of conflict, appearing at sites of several Civil War battles.
Oh, weird.
Mm-hmm.
I would not have imagined that.
Yeah, right?
Ooh, at first I thought you were going to say, like, at the site of, like, bad car accidents. Like, you know how some people see, like, a random figure or, like, things like that right when they have a bad car accident? Like, what if they saw that thing?
I mean, yeah. That's like, what's weird about it. So, Harper's Ferry is one of these many sites, and there are many Civil War sites from West Virginia to Maryland. This story is similar to how Mothman appeared before the Silver Bridge collapsed in Point Pleasant.
Wow, it's like an omen.
Mm-hmm. He was actually on this list, but I had to cut him, because we did it.
Already covered it.
I had to cut Mothman.
You're joking.
Chupacabra? Bigfoot.
Chupacabra? We haven't covered Bigfoot yet. Are you saving him?
Yeah, we covered him slightly on, like, what are the Under the Tree specials, I think. Okay, but
not, like, a complete coverage.
No, and I didn't want to talk about him again when we already did a mini one on him.
Fair, fair.
So, there is a plaque by the road at the local battle site near Boonesboro, Maryland.
Oh.
That says, "Beware of the Snarly Yowl."
Aww.
Aww.
You should make a t-shirt.
They should, beware honestly.
Beware the Snarling Yowl. It's like Gravity Falls.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, beware the Snarling Yowl. That beware seems like Snarling Gravity Yowl. Falls merch.
Aw.
Cute.
I think it's wild that this is a creature that's talked about through, like, Appalachia and, like, Pennsylvania, too.
Yeah.
Even though it's in Maryland and West Virginia, mostly. I've never heard of this creature.
No, I've never either.
Before in my life.
Eva.
Yeah.
Snarling Yowl.
The Snarling Yowl, yeah.
It's a little chaotic cutie.
So, yeah, who or what the Snarly Yowl was never discovered, and reports trickled away to nothing until 1975.
What a year.
When the reports picked up again and more sightings occurred. The most impressive one is about a busload of children returning from a field trip to the Washington Monument. Great setup.
Yeah, I'm like, what's going to happen? Oh, dear God.
This is like Spider-Man's about to come in and save them.
Yeah, he's like, bus is split in half. He's all...
Yeah, literally, he's like trying to save them. they were returning to Middleton when a black dog chased the bus down.
Oh, my.
And it ran in front of the bus, but the driver didn't have enough time to stop me.
Not enough time.
The passengers heard the thud and felt the bump as they ran over the dog.
Oh my gosh. First off, can you imagine a dog creature running fast enough that it outruns the bus to get in front of it?
Yeah.
The fact that the bus
I'm like, what do you do?
How was the dog that quick that it was chasing the bus?
And imagine being a kid on the bus too, because you know what it's like to be on the bus. You would like, you're hanging out, you're having a fun time, and you look behind you and you see like
a creature running after you.
Imagine it was on its hind legs too.
Yeah, it's catching up. That's the most concerning part.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to a bus. Also the fact they hit it.
Wild.
Like as a kid, I feel like any sort of accident on a bus is like traumatizing. I've been in like 3 bus accidents in my life. So like imagine
like
one
high
of them,
school, like yellow bus accidents.
Yeah. One in high school, one when I was in like one in high school, one in middle school, and one when I was in, third grade or fourth grade.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think the worst one was there was a car that hit the back of the bus and, like, went underneath the bus a little bit.
That's crazy.
The person was alive.
That's good.
But they, like, crushed.
That's
wild. But, like, imagine a dog. I feel like the kids would freak out, but, yeah.
So the buses were, like, all the accidents you were in were involved with other cars?
Yeah.
I was in a bus accident, but what happened was that the bus backed up too far in one of those, like, big hills that are common in our area, and it got stuck halfway, so I had to move to, like, the front of the bus.
Oh, to, like, even the weight?
Yeah, to, like, help, like, get it out.
That's
like,
creepy. Ew.
It was only, like, 5 minutes. Like, it could have been crazier, but I guess you could consider that, like, an accident.
But I feel like, as a kid, like, it's so stressful, but it's also, like, kind of fun chaos. You're like, oh, we're late. We're on the bus longer. This is so weird.
Oh my God, guys. So crazy. So different.
But yeah, I feel like as a kid, I really freaked out if it was a creature running after the bus and then you hear it thud.
Well, the scarring doesn't end there.
Oh no.
So they stopped further up the road and they got out to investigate. So the driver, the staff, everyone, shocked to see the dog was standing in the middle of the road unharmed.
Stop.
And it bared its teeth at them before disappearing into thin air.
Oh my gosh. It's even stranger that, like, normally it would be, like, there's a couple people in the car and, like, oh, someone saw it. But, like, the fact that an entire bus full of kids all saw it, it's like,
Creepy. Okay,
this has to be real.
Creepy. Literally.
Ew.
Yeah. So, whatever the reason, this critter, it's not going anywhere. So, if you ever find yourself in Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, make sure the windows are up. You might also want to keep the doors locked. And whatever you do, do not get out of the car unless you want to meet the Snarly Yowl.
Hey, also get a fast car.
Huh?
Get a fast car.
Get a fast car.
Get a fast car.
Steal a car.
So you can get away from the guy.
Steal a car. Hit a dog. Rob a store.
Okay.
Commit arson.
Keep adding stuff to the
list. Commit tax fraud.
Yeah, do that first, actually. And then commit arson.
Rob a Whole Foods.
What do you got against a grocery store?
Uh-huh.
What do you got against the grocery store? Is it too expensive?
They got a whole lot of food. That's my problem.
A lot of food.
So that was one of the bigger boys.
I like
of our
that.
Mess.
Yeah, okay.
I liked it too. Heck I actually had to cut it down. The original amount of pages I had for this episode was 30.
Big oof.
And I had to like edit,
you said
edit,
trim,
edit.
Trim, trim.
I was sitting with Danny, and like me and him were like, I was literally like sitting there, like I was like, cut, cut,
aww,
cut.
He's just like, but I like that part. Not that part.
No, I love that part.
That's my favorite part.
I love
part.
The part where they hit the dog.
Come on. My favorite part.
So we're moving on to the next one.
Okay.
And this one I was very curious about. So this is the Brown Mountain Lights. Have you heard of this before?
Maybe, but I don't know if it's called this.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about, too, because I had experience with this also.
Okay.
So, the Brown Mountain Lights, also called ghost lights.
Okay.
It is claimed that the Brown Mountain Lights are glowing spheres in the skies in different yellowish colors. It is also said that they have been happening for over a century, yet their occurrence is now a rarity.
Weird.
Do you know this?
I think so.
Yeah.
And I think I've had experiences, I think we talked about on last podcast, where there was times in the woods that we've had lights come in front of a four-wheeler, and we thought it was an actual car
or anything, and
it was a whole thing, because we were in the middle of the woods, like, there's on a trail, there's no way it'd be anything else.
No,
But yeah, we've seen, like, flashes.
Yeah. Like, I know you see, like, spots and stuff sometimes after, like, you get a flash on your eye and stuff, but there's been times I've had that happen in, like, sunset or broad daylight or stuff, and it's, like, weird.
It's weird.
And it usually comes up in pictures, too. Mm-hmm. Like the orbs.
Yeah, an orb.
Yeah, like, and it's weird sometimes, because, like, it'll be, like, oh, that's just, like, the flash or whatever, but sometimes on pictures, at least, like, when my mom would take them, there'd be, like, huge ones that were, like, this yellow-brown that they're talking about. So it's just, like,
I'm pretty sure that, as far as orbs go, I'm pretty sure there's different colors that symbolize different things. Like, I think maybe there was one that symbolizes, like, your guardian angel, one that's, like, an ominous spirit. Like, the different colors symbolize
like
different things.
Like, if the orb is behind you and it's, like, a yellowish color, it's, like, a guardian angel or it's, like, your grandmother or something.
There's, like, all this different symbolism. I'm like, that's so fun. I'm like, I hope I got the good one. Like, I'm just
I hope it's not gonna possess me.
But, yeah, I've seen the ghosty lights, and I know they're not fireflies or lightning bugs because it's big lights that I can tell it's not baby little bug.
You would not believe your eyes if 10 million brown mountain lights... Brown Mountain Lights. Wow.
Stunning. We should be singers.
I'd like to make myself believe that I'm not going to be possessed. We should make an album.
By a demon. We should.
You could do backup vocals. I'll carry us, like usual.
Like usual, I'll carry the show on my back, and you can suffer.
Okay, so reports of these lights also began before the 20th century and are also present, and that's why there's a variety of legends that explain their origin. One of the most famous ones is that these are the souls of Native American women searching for their loved ones who died in the original battle of the Cherokee and the Catawba tribes. And another popular legend is that these lights are the torch of slaves that continue searching for their lost forest masters.
Wow.
Right?
Those are both, like, really sad.
Yeah. Like,
that's
I think...
crazy.
I think there could be, like, some slight truth to, like, that,
oh my
too.
Gosh, yeah.
Especially because we talked about it quite a few times, but, like, the night marchers in Hawaii, too.
I was thinking that. Mm-hmm.
Like, the just the idea of, like, a yearning soul, like, having that.
Yeah.
I just think it's really interesting, because also, a lot of this Appalachian stuff goes back to, like, Native American folklore, too, which I love and I think is really interesting.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, all, like, northeastern kind of stuff. And we've dabbled in, like, Canada before, too.
Yeah.
So I think it's, like, really interesting that, like, this could be, like, a part of it, too.
Because
I feel like you see this in films sometimes, too. Like, orbs being people, like, coming down or whatever.
Yeah, like, symbolizing things. And also, like, going off what you were saying, I feel like it could also be a thing where these places hold, like, significant trauma. We said this a billion times already. But if a place, its past holds so much trauma, these lights could be the trauma manifesting into something.
Like, literally.
Yeah.
Literally. And that's why, like, you will, like, see stuff like that all the time. It's just, like, wild.
Wow.
So yeah, that's a little bit about, like, the Brown Mountain Lights. I tried to look up more about it, but there wasn't a lot, but I just think it's interesting that it's very, it just felt kind of Pennsylvania. almost.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the brown mm-hmm. mountain lights. I was like, this feels so Pennsylvania coated. It's mm-hmm. insane.
Especially the stuff about, like, the Cherokee Indians and all that stuff. I'm yeah. like, that's very, yeah. like, the history of Pennsylvania.
It really is. Like, it's wild. So, we're going to move on to the next one. This one's shorter as well. But this is also some Native American folklore as well. So, this is, have you heard of this before? The Wampus Cat.
I don't think so.
You never heard of the Wampus Cat?
The Wampus Cat. First, you're talking about Danielle's hometown. Wampum.
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 The Wampum Cat. The
Wampum Cat.
The Wampus Cat.
No, I've never heard of the Wampus Cat.
The Wampus Cat. Do you know what a cattywampus is?
Yes, yes. I don't know what it is, but another name. What's a cattywampus? Is that a shape?
I don't
know. That's cattywampus.
It's a circle. It's a circle.
It's a bad-looking circle. Wait. No. What's cattywampus then?
Cattywampus is like the idea of, I think, like mischief. And, like, stuff like, oh, that's so, like, cattywampus. That's so, like, crazy.
Oh, I thought it meant, like, distorted or, like, a weird shape.
Like, yes.
Angled.
Definition. A skew. A rye. Kitty corner. Cattywampus is a variant of catawampus, another example of grand 19th century American slang. In addition to a skew, cattywampus may refer to an imaginary fierce wild animal or may mean savage or destructive.
So like I was somewhere right in terms of like an off an angle.
You were there. It mentioned a skew, and a skew could be like taken as like a weird looking shape probably.
Yeah. You could say I was cattywampus to what cattywampus was.
You were cattywampus. You were being catty, how you were describing cattywampus, which was making you cattywampus, which made me want to go womp womp.
Womp womp, cattywomp womp.
Cattywomp womp. So, the wampus cat representing another forest half animal, half human creature.
Because
we love those.
Oh, no. Stop it. What? You're scaring me. What?
No, it is the cat. It's the mean cat.
It's actually the cat.
Oh my god. The wampus cat.
You seriously manifested that.
I did. I mean, I literally read all of these and I forgot.
But like your brain was like, hey, you're going to love this later. You're going to love this callback.
Hey, Logan, remember this joke. I love it.
Ting.
The legendary wampus cat derives from the Native American tribe with the Cherokee stories. It is said that the wampus cat came into existence when a Native American woman was expelled from her tribe, having been cursed for witnessing forbidden rituals.
Oh.
Crazy. Crazy crime.
What were the forbidden rituals?
I don't fully know. I just think it's wild that they banished this poor woman. Like
they banished her because she saw the
rituals? She saw, like, yeah, like she was watching forbidden rituals go on. I think it's, like ones that are, like, to honor, like, spirits and gods and things
like
that. Okay.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, occult vibe stuff. Like, it was evil or something.
No Lord of the Flies, Yellow Jackets stuff.
I was like, why?
Just rituals that were important to, like, the religious beliefs of Native Americans. But the punishment for that was banishment, I guess.
They said, you can't see this, sis. It's not for you. Okay.
So walking under, you might have heard of this before, because I think I have as well. Walking across her village, she hid under the thick fur and became one with it. So, becoming the Wampus Cat, it is a popular belief that this half-woman, half-cat creature still hunts and haunts the Appalachian Mountains.
I feel like maybe I've seen imagery of this somewhere.
Me too.
And I'm not sure where I would have seen it, but I feel like it seems familiar. Like, she'd wear, like a pelt.
We brought this on an episode somewhere before, right? Yes. Or am I crazy?
Is it in any, like, pop culture things you can think of?
I mean, I've heard of the term, like, a cattywampus before, or a wampus cat, but I don't know much about them particularly.
But I feel like picturing her in, like, the felt of, like, a big cat, or, like, something.
Isn't that, like, a Greek thing? Like, the idea of, like, wearing... Yeah, like, wearing, like, lion skins, and you become the lion type of stuff? I think that's where I've heard
There's
that
just
before.
Something... I'll have to maybe look it up later, or, like, go look into it. I don't know. There's something very specific in the imagery that I'm like, what am I thinking about?
Let me Google the Wampus Cat again. Let's
Google
see if I can find
search
any more.
Of a day.
Oh, I saw this picture. This is so unnecessary. Mm-hmm. But please look at this funny picture of the Wampus Cat. Girl, be for real.
That's literally a cougar. It's just a wacky looking
cougar. It's like
cougar.
A CGI, like...
That's a lumpy cougar. Why does it look like that? It's all...
It's so funny. Like, look at these. These are so funny.
It looks like a... Ew, it's have six legs.
Yeah.
Nasty. Yes. It's all... Bubbly looking.
Girl, this one's just a cat with blue eyes. nice.
That's literally just a cougar in the night. I don't know.
It's so funny.
They're trying to pull a fast one on us.
They are. Oh, look at this little baby. Aww. We're just looking at cat pictures now.
No, those seriously look like cougars or mountain lions.
Aww. This is a mountain lion girl.
That's a
high school mascot.
Oh, my high school mascot was a cougar.
Really?
Actually, so it's fun. Everything's making a little
wow
full circle moment.
Wow.
Wow. I won't say what's
ours were though. The Trojans. You can imagine the jokes that were told.
Oh, I'm dumb.
But yeah, I don't fully know. But I've definitely heard of like this idea before of like becoming one with like the skin.
Yeah.
That's very like Wendigo coded as well. Like, yeah. Just the idea of like humans turning into humanoid creatures. That seems mm-hmm. to come up a lot with Native American folklore that we do, which is kind of fun.
Ooh.
All right, so we're gonna move on to the Flatwood Monster. Have you heard of this one?
No.
Okay.
No.
So the Flatwood Monster is another monster that claims to have come into existence in the 50s in the Flatwoods. Mm. It was reported to have been seen in Braxton County, West Virginia, by elementary school boys, a woman, the mother of two of them, and a 17-year-old National Guard.
Wow. Lots of people.
Yeah, so following a strange burning light in the sky, the group found their way to the woods, where the creature was reported to have been seen levitating.
Ew, mm-hmm. weird. Ew.
Right? The story of one of the first ones to be connected with UFOs ever.
I was just going to say that this feels like a little alien story or something. Mm-hmm. Just the way the lights, they're following the lights.
Yeah. It made it to national news at that time. Years later, the Flatwood Monster still has not been forgotten by the locals around the Appalachian Mountains.
Mm.
So to show you like a little bit... a picture of them as well. You may have seen this before because I think it's like an iconic moment here. This mm-hmm. is what a Flatwood Monster looks like, apparently.
Ooh.
Right? So
that's
it's like
interesting.
It's very alien-esque.
Yes.
It's very weird.
Ew, what if it was either a creature, like a random cryptid type creature getting abducted by aliens?
Mm-hmm.
Or like, I don't know, the aliens were like saying, be one of us, bestie.
Be one
and
of us.
And takes the cryptids in the alien ship.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. The Loch Ness Monster's coming aboard, and they're going on a space adventure.
That's so cute. That'd oh, my gosh. So cute. All the cryptids get picked up by the UFOs to be dropped in random spots in different times.
I think that's we a have our show. TV show pitch. Oh,
don't stop. Take that.
Don't take it. Don't take it.
Right here, right now.
If you're listening, you know who. Don't take this.
You know who.
You know who you are.
You know who you are.
But, so, the figure was described as being 10 feet tall with a round blood red face, a large pointed hood-like shape around the face, and eye-like shapes emitted greenish-orange light.
Ooh.
And it had a dark black or green body, so a mixture of, like, those colors.
Mm.
And they described them having small claw-like hands.
Ooh, creepy.
And clothing-like folds, and a head that resembled the Ace of Spades.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's, like, kind of
ew.
Fun.
This honestly reminds me, I can't remember the name of the book, but there's a book by this author, V.E. Schwab,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like the cover art of this book sounds like what this is describing.
V.E. Schwab?
V.E. Schwab.
V.E.
E, and then S-C-H-U-A-B.
Yeah. Girl, can you read?
S-C-H-U-A-B.
Is that right?
It's probably, I can't
V-Jab. See. V-Jab.
Sure. Do that, and then something shadows.
What we vajab in the shadows.
What we were bam and am. Shadows in the something? I think you spell. I can't see your screen.
It came up with a UFC fight.
I don't think you know how to spell.
I'm always homeschooled. Leave me alone.
Yeah, I can tell.
Jesus.
Shawab. Shadows. I don't know what this book is actually called. I've seen the cover.
Girl.
This.
Oh.
What's that called? Shadow? Something magic?
Oh, I've seen this before.
Do you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, it has similar vibes of,
like
the
a mercenary
creature.
Kind yeah. of vibe. It looks like they're about to assassinate somebody.
What's this book called?
The Shades of Magic.
The Shades of Magic. The Shadow of Magic something.
Girl, maybe he was there. You don't know.
Maybe it's part of the book. Maybe it's not. Maybe it just has a very similar vibe.
Yeah, so they were told that they, like, that these aliens also made hissing sounds. And
no,
they
no,
glided.
No.
They didn't walk. They glide.
Stop,
like they're
that's
UFOs
kind of funny.
On the bottom. That is funny.
For a second, I was thinking it's like roller skates on the air. Like, zzz.
That would be real. Can you imagine, like, the whole idea of, like,
Oh, no.
It sounds like they're peeing. Like, psss, as
ew,
they walk.
It's like acid hitting the ground. At all times.
Ugh. Oh my god. Oh, that's why they're called flatwoods, because they flatten the wood with their acid. Toxic pee.
With their acid pee.
Their acid pee. That's what it is.
That's unfortunate.
That's what we're taking. That's the whole thing.
That's quite unfortunate for them.
But yeah, that's a bit about the Flatwoods monsters. There's a couple of like eyewitness accounts inside of it, but I basically got the whole gist of it. It's like the whole idea that like they saw them crash, got up there, and they were like, oh, hanging out.
Hiss, hiss.
Can you imagine?
I kind of want to meet them. I know, like, oh, scary, but, like, it's kind of fun, right?
Flatwoods Monsters, if you're listening, come hang out.
Come on.
We would like to hang out.
I'll be your bestie just for one night, as long as you don't put acid pee on
me. Yeah, don't acid pee all over me.
I'm just a human.
Oh, no, don't acid pee all over me.
Oh, no, you're burning my flesh.
Oh, no. Oh, don't do that with your skin, like, folds, like, clothes.
Not skin like folds. I don't even know what that means.
Like their skin folds.
You like E.T.'s skin folds.
Yeah, like that ugly little thing.
Watch your mouth.
E.T.'s the ugliest thing I've ever seen. Can I just say?
You're actually sitting above under my E.T. poster that Daniel got me.
I hate you.
Watch your mouth. He's just a wee little alien.
He's ugly.
No, he's not. He's all dopey and stupid. I love it.
Just because he's stupid,
things
he's cute.
Can be, yeah, kind of. Yeah. Stupid and cute, it's like my vibe, except I'm not stupid.
I feel like I'm in a fighting mood today.
I am.
Do you ever see
too.
Something like so cute you want to kick it?
I think that's cuteness aggression.
Yeah. Like E.T.? I'm going to kick it. I'm going
to
kick
it. The thing is, I feel like cuteness aggression isn't like physically trying to hurt the thing. It's just like, I want to squeeze your little head.
Yeah.
Not like, I want to kick you and punt you across the field. Actual aggression.
Well, no, that's because. Maybe the opposite of cuteness aggression, like stupid aggression. Like, I see something so stupid, I'm gonna kick it.
So you hate it, is what you're telling
me.
That sounds a lot like this thing called hate. I don't know if you're familiar.
Did you ever watch the Bear in the Big Blue House?
You want to punt Bear in the Big Blue House?
No, the little lemur thing. The little green lemur thing in the Big Bear
You're gonna
in the Blue
punt
House?
A lemur?
Yeah, I'm gonna kick... Zumbafoo, that little thing, I'm gonna
Stop
kick it.
It's a boomafoo.
He's gonna go flying, girl.
Zaboomafoo? More like Zaboomaflu, am I right?
Across the room. He zoomed.
He flew. Zaboomaflu across the room.
God.
Hey.
All right, are you ready for the last one?
Yeah.
So this one I was very excited about.
Okay.
Our last Appalachian case is called the Bell Witch. You heard of this?
Stop it. No, I feel like this was either one of the cases we did back when we were a radio show. I don't remember what it was. It was either when we were a radio show or when we first started the podcast and weren't releasing it. I don't remember.
Did we do the Bell Witch?
I feel like we have a long time ago.
Wow.
Like before we were posting as a podcast.
We might have, because this is where the Amityville stuff
I don't remember much about it, but I remember the Bell Witch story.
Okay. All right. So
back to our roots.
The story of the Bell Witch begins around the beginning of the 19th century in the village of Adams, Tennessee. John and Lucy Bell decided to settle in a new home in Adams. They had two daughters, and for quite a while, the family had a peaceful life in the village. Years later, however, they began experiencing strange noises and paranormal activity in their house.
Oh, no.
Many curious people came to meet with the ghost-hunting Bell family, which was claimed to be a witch whose goal was to kill John Bell.
Ooh.
However, once the man passed away in a very strange circumstance, the ghost of the witch did not disappear, and it continued to hunt its daughters.
Oh, no.
While the presence of the Bell Witch in the region has not been reported after the beginning of the 20th century, her spirit may still be roaming around the popular Appalachian Trail, having fun scaring off hikers.
Ew, I hate that. If I were to run into that, honestly, I know, like, I was really pretty scared of, like, all the other cryptid little things you're talking about.
This one's nuts.
But to see the Bell
this
Witch.
This one's crazy.
Ew. Mm-hmm. Oh, that would freak me out so bad.
Yeah.
Gross.
So, the haunting began sometime in 1817 when John Bell witnessed the apparition of a strange creature resembling a dog.
Oh, here we
dun,
go.
Dun, dun, dun.
Here we go. What?
The multiverse of madness. Bell fired at the animal, but it disappeared.
Oh, here we go. It's all things in one.
Mm-hmm. John's son, Drew Bell, approached an unknown bird perched on a fence that flew off, and it was extraordinary of size, which might be referring to thunderbirds.
Wait, can I make a guess?
Yeah.
I have a guess. What if the Bell Witch is just shape-shifting into all these different creatures. And because...
Like a Baba Yaga? Is that what it's called?
I don't know. Maybe. But a shapeshifter. So she can shapeshift into all these different things. And obviously she can jump time and dimensions and things. So she can shift into like a dog, into a big bird, into whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. Like, what if the Bell Witch is all of these cryptids that we see?
Yeah.
What if she is the Scarling Dog? Right? That would explain the children.
Yeah. All of it. All of it.
Mm-hmm.
She's a creepy gal. Creepy gal.
And the daughter of Betsy, the wife, observed a girl in a green dress swinging from the limb of an oak tree. So they were seeing all these crazy things happening around them, which is very Amityville Horror as well. Like, the idea of seeing things that aren't there, like a whole family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird. It's, like, weird that all of this activity is, like, condensed to where they're living. It's all happening to them.
Yeah,
like, that's exactly. Weird. That's it's, so much yeah, weird stuff is happening.
Yeah, it's because, like, I think it was said, like, in it, the witch's plan was to kill John Bell. Like, the witch wanted to kill him.
Oh.
And even though, like, I said in the synopsis, like, it's still haunted after he was gone, that was her plan, was screwing with the whole family.
Wow, like, drive them mad enough to either, like, they will hurt themselves or each other or
I think a little of bit of both, honestly. Okay. About this time, John Bell began experiencing paralysis in his mouth.
Oh.
The phenomenon grew in intensity as sheets were pulled from beds when the children were asleep.
Ew.
Very Amityville.
Very Amityville.
Activity.
Oh my gosh.
Soon, the entity pulled hair and scratched the children with particular emphasis on Betsy.
That's a demon.
Who would be slapped, pinched, and stuck with pins.
Ew. I think I know where I know this.
Where?
We didn't cover this. Look up, hot second, Sam and Colby, Bell Witch. This has to be where I've heard this. Maybe we did not cover it. Maybe I watched this a long time ago.
The Demon of the Bell Witch Cave, Sam and Colby.
Ha! Okay, yeah, we didn't cover it. It was them. Okay.
The Bell Witch Cave, aka America's Scariest Ghost Story.
Look at you.
Yeah, wow.
Because I was like, why do I recognize this? I think I was thinking of... the Bella and the Witch Elm story.
That's what I thought you were going with.
Because
when I first saw this, I was like, is this Bella and the Witch Elm story? Which is a great case.
Great case. That was one of our first, if not our first case.
Yeah.
Because I think I've scrolled down to the bottom of our Instagram, and I think Bella and the Witch Elm was like one of the first ones we ever did. I
loved Bella and the Witch Elm. I mean, I didn't love what happened to Bella and the Witch Elm. But I loved the case.
Good story. This is a good story. Juicy.
Yeah, so that's already a little bit about it. Unfortunately, like, that's, like, the best stuff out of, like, there was, like, a lot that goes into it that was kind of, like, had other characters, but it was kind of, like, Betsy, got the worst of it. Like, she had marks on her the next morning.
The fact that it was so physical, like, the fact that it, like, it was a pin and scratches and...
And then, like, the mouth, too.
Like, literally, if stuff starts scratching you, that's a demon, bestie. Mm-hmm. That's not... You don't want to be messing with that.
Demon, girl.
That is a demon girl. Yeah.
Me gaslighting you. That's not a demon girl.
That's not a demon. You're scratching yourself.
The mark of the beast is on your back. I'm like, ugh, you did that to yourself.
Again. Come on, the three claw marks again.
Stop with the attention.
Come on. Grow up.
So, the fun part is that there have been several films based on the Bell Witch legend, including The Blair Witch Project.
Really?
The whole thing is based off the Bell Witch
story.
That
makes so much sense.
Right?
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
Isn't that wild?
Now I need to rewatch it. I gasped
when I saw that. When I researched it, I was like, oh my god, that's so cool. Yeah.
I wasn't a huge fan of that movie, but I only watched it once, and I need to watch it. I think I'm just not a big found footage. Like, the filming style is jarring for me to watch.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. I was the same with, like, Cloverfield. Mm. Like, I love 10 Cloverfield Lane, but the original Cloverfield, it's that same sort of found footage-y style. I think I just need to adjust to watching it, and I'll be fine, but...
Do you know why Blair Witch Project's, like, so iconic, though? Do you know, like, why, like, it happened that way?
Wasn't it supposed to be, like, they were filming it as it was happening?
Well, So, Blair Witch Project came out before the internet was, like, a big thing, and, like, people understood movies or, like, how production kind of worked for that stuff. So, a lot of people thought the Blair Witch Project was a real thing that happened. Because the beginning of it says that they found someone's recorder footage and then put it together to show the public. So, a lot of people thought it was real.
And that's honestly, it would be really creepy, because it's like if you were to watch a YouTube video of people showing all this stuff happening, and you're like, well, are they dead? Are they...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of goes back to the case I did on the clown hysteria stuff. It's like, are these people doing a stunt? Or is this an actual thing?
Like, it takes the first people to, like, do something crazy like that for it to become horrifying. And the first people, you're like, I don't know if it's real or fake.
Right, exactly.
But that's creepy that it's based on this.
Right. So, Roger Clark, a former film critic for The Independent, argues that the legend of this has measurable influence on cinema as a whole, such as the Poltergeist film series. The found footage paranormal activity films.
Love those.
The Witch, released in 2015, and the trope of burial ground disturbances in the Amityville Horror.
Hey!
And the report of Cherries to the Children in Mama, released in 2013. So, they think that this has played a big influence. When I was reading this, it felt very Amityville. I was like, I feel like everything is kind of Amityville sometimes.
Well, it's because that was like one of the first crazy cases like that.
Yeah.
That was, like, fact. Like, it was a real thing.
Yeah. Like, it just felt so, like, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Like, especially, like, the scratches in the bed, like, moving and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, things like that. I was just like, whoa.
That's
nuts.
This is
so and many things.
Have you watched the movie The Witch? I haven't seen that. It mentioned it in this. But I want to watch it. I don't think I've actually seen it.
I think maybe I watched it once, but it was a long time ago. I think it was 3 a.m. at a sleepover, to be honest.
I feel like I need to watch that. Because that's the only one on the list that I was like, wow, I'd really enjoy watching that. Because I've seen all the paranormal activities. And those freak me the heck out. They're a little too real for me. Especially like when you see them getting dragged by the down the stairs and stuff.
Uh-uh.
And I think the scariest paranormal activity I ever watched was the one with the marked ones. That one.
Mm-hmm.
That scene at the end. Spoiler alert. Where there's all those people with like the eyes outside.
Oh my god.
Trauma.
Speaking of eyes, the Moon Eyed People was also in this too. I had to cut it because we did it.
I was talking about the golems the other day.
Really?
At work.
Really?
I don't know what came about while we were talking. Oh, because my friend Corbin has a tattoo of Nosferatu, and he also likes golems and things like that, and he was going to get one on the other side of his arm, those golems.
That's cool.
I'm like, you're such a fun little person.
Oh my god.
But
see, history of us
golems.
Working great.
Hey.
Yeah, so that is all of the cases I have for today that are based on the Appalachian Trail. What's your favorite?
Those were very fun.
I'm glad you like them, yeah.
What do I want to choose?
I know.
I feel like maybe I do like the idea of the witch.
Yeah.
Just because I like that in my brain, I'm like, she's a shapeshifter.
That
like,
it's an MCU, like a Marvel Cinematic Universe for this witch.
There's literally nothing telling us that that's actually what's happening. But like in my brain, I like to create the scenario.
Mm.
I like that one. I love the idea that the lights could be aliens.
Yeah.
You know how I love aliens.
I think that's fair. We can do two. Like a short one and a big one.
Yeah. And obviously I loved all of them. They were really good. That was so fun.
I'm so glad. I really like the witch one, but I think I'm going to pick the gnarly Yao thing. I think that was really cool. Especially because we're so close to this area.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea that was a cryptid.
No.
That we did. Ever.
No.
And then one of the short ones, I think. Out of the short ones, I'm going to go back and look for a second, even though I just went through it. Because there are so many good ones in here. Ooh, I actually like the Appalachian tunnels a lot. Like, the idea that there's an underground secret lab full of, like, monsters and stuff.
How do I choose my favorite, then? That one is really cool, too.
I guess just Northeast does it best.
We do it best. But I will say I feel like the most believable, to me, out of all of those, is the tunnels.
Yes.
Obviously, because there's fact, because there were actual tunnels.
There were actual tunnels there,
And the idea of the snarling Yao, just because so many people saw it.
I agree.
Have seen it in so many different places. Like, how was that not real?
And it's wild, because it kind of goes back to the Chupacabras thing, how I was talking about how, like, Chupacabra disease is a real thing, and there are dogs that snarl like that from, like, rabies or, like, the Chupacabra disease.
Yeah.
Like, it's just wild.
Very cool.
I'm glad you like this one. I really wanted to do an Appalachian episode, so I'm glad I was able to find enough content to actually run a full episode
on it. Well, you nailed it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, conclusion time.
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say what is real and what is not when it comes to the mystery of nature and the whispering winds of the Appalachians? These are secrets we will never fully comprehend in this world, and sometimes they're right in our backyards. So think twice before taking a hike by yourself or being underprepared. But all we really do know is that the Appalachian Trail will forever remain
a mystery. Yeah.
I wrote that one. I was so excited.
That was a fun thing.
So
you're like,
good
if you
want
to hike alone.
Right in your backyard.
Right in your backyard. That sounded like one of those old outros for like The Haunting or something. A Haunting.
Ooh, that's me.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You're literally in the show The Haunting.
Ooh.
stunning.
Thank you guys so much for watching.
Thank you for listening, for watching, and for loving us. Yes. Because we love you the most.
This was a great episode. I had so much fun.
You did so stinking good.
Please follow us on Instagram at @TheMysteryFiles_.
On the TikTok at @TheMysteryFilesPodcast.
Yes, and I'm going to plug something else because we haven't done this before. Yeah. If you guys are listening and if you've listened enough to do it, please rate our podcast as well. Give us a little rating, 5 stars, please. It really helps with the algorithm from what I've been told and what I've heard. So if you guys could just leave us a nice little message.
That'd mean the world to or us. Or even just say, hi, bestie. You don't have to say anything crazy, just be like, hey, bestie.
Yeah, you could even leave a rating and say what your favorite case was on this one. We would love to hear from you guys. So please reach out, whatever streaming service you use to listen to all your podcasts. And we will see you for the season finale of season 7 of the Mystery Files.
I'll be there.
For Tiffany's case. Well, you better be. It's your case.
It's your case. It's your better be there, bestie. But
all right. Good night, guys.
Goodbye. Snarl, y'all.
Scrappy-dappy-doo.